This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. President Draupadi Murmu has stressed on ensuring a safe, secure and equitable digital environment that protects the rights and dignity of every individual. She said cybercrime and climate change are new threats to human rights. The president was addressing a program on the occasion of Human Rights Day in New Delhi yesterday. President Murmu said, India stands as a shining example before the world by implementing policies for poverty alleviation, hunger eradication and offering equal opportunities to the youth. On the occasion, President Murmu released three publications of the National Human Rights Commission. Human Rights Day is celebrated on 10th of December every year to commemorate the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. The theme for this year is Our Rights, Our Future, Right Now. Addressing the event organized by the National Legal Services Authority, NLSA, in New Delhi yesterday, to commemorate the day, Chief Justice of India, Sanjeev Khanna, highlighted that criminal codes require reform. He underlined that national capacity of under-trial prisoners is 4,36,000, but there are 5,19,000 under-trial prisoners. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the compendium of complete works of great Tamil poet and freedom fighter Subramanya Bharati at his residence in New Delhi today. Subramanya Bharati's writing, instilled patriotism in people, brought the essence of Indian culture and spiritual heritage of the country to the masses in a language that the masses can relate to. The 23-volume set compendium of his complete works has been compiled and edited by Sini Vishwanathan and published by Alliance Publishers. It contains details of the editions, explanations, documents, background information and philosophical presentation, among others of the writings of Subramanya Bharati. Two educational institutions in Punjab are raring to host the 7th edition of Smart India Hackathon, SIH in 2024, software edition from today. The Lovely Professional University LPU Fagwara near Jalandhar is hosting the grand finale as one of its key nodal centres, having 37 teams tackling 6 critical issues posed by the governments of Punjab and Rajasthan related to artificial intelligence and mentor connect, etc. Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil yesterday convened a high-level review meeting with state ministers in charge of rural sanitation from Punjab, Madhya Pradesh and Bihar in New Delhi. During the meeting, the minister emphasized that sanitation is not just an infrastructure goal, but a behavioral mission that shapes the health and dignity of rural communities. Mr. Patil emphasized that Swachh Bharat mission is a cornerstone of rural transformation extending beyond infrastructure to achieve the broader vision of Sampurna Swachhata. He called on states to intensify efforts to foster community-led approaches by engaging women self-help groups, local leaders and private sector enterprises. Both Houses of Parliament adjourned for the day yesterday amid continued uproar over various issues. Treasury and opposition members in Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha traded barbs at each other on issues of alleged bribery charges against a prominent Indian business group and Congress leaders alleged links with a renowned US-based foundation. This is the second day of this week which was marred by allegations and counter-allegations between the Treasury and the opposition benches. Meanwhile, the opposition has submitted a no-confidence motion against Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar, accusing him of being partisan and functioning in the House. In a social media post, Congress MP Jairam Ramesh said that the notice has been submitted to the Secretary-General of the Rajya Sabha. Government evacuated 75 Indian nationals from Syria following recent developments in the West Asian country. The evacuees include 44 Zareen from Jammu and Kashmir who were stranded at Zaida Zainab. All Indian nationals have safely crossed over to Lebanon and returned by available commercial flights to India. External Affairs Ministry stressed that government accords the highest priority to the safety and security of Indian nationals abroad. In the World Squash Team Championships 2024, the Indian women's team defeated Italy 3-0 with Akanksha Salunke, Anahit Singh and Nirupama Dubey, winning the respective matches in straight games in Hong Kong, China yesterday. As a result, they made it to the pre-quarter finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.